The only sure thing you'll ever have is your knowing.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Words of Wisdom podcast. This is the place to be if you're a soulful entrepreneur who is ready to manifest an expansive business and life that includes that time, space, energetic, and financial freedom. I'm your host, Minerva Maharaj. I'm a certified spiritual coach, manifesting master, and founder of Goddess of Wisdom Spiritual Life Coaching and Starseed Academy Coach Training. I'm so grateful you are here, and I promise I'll be giving you the stories, the strategies, the tips to create that life your soul came here to experience. Thank you so much again for being here. Let's dive into this week's episode.
One of the most amazing things that I love about Minerva is she completely owns herself. She doesn't step into the way that we all often, a lot of us do, wanting to, you know, make sure we fit in and doing things the way we thought we have to do them and the hustle and grind of life. Minerva's not about that. Grab a pen and paper because I feel like you're going to have some notes to take.
Hi. Good to see you.
I feel like I've shed a lot of pounds today. It was kind of like this buildup, and I don't know if that's normal, but moving up to this eclipse, which I've never really, well, I mean, it happened a long time ago. I'd never really paid attention to it.
Yeah.
But it was like I could feel it physically, emotionally, mentally, my habits, everything. It was like this buildup. And all of a sudden, I woke up today and I said to my husband, I said, I'm back.
Yeah. You could tell even with the sun was just clear, gleaming, bright. Yeah, you're not, definitely not the only one. And those who are really connected feel it. And to kind of summarize what the eclipse is, it was like literally the moon was covering the sun, and it was a transition between the darkness and light. And so it was such a powerful, potent time for all of us, and so magical, moving if you use your powers correctly. Mm-hmm. And you have that split moment to decide, am I going to continue feeding into this fear and darkness within me, or am I going to now choose the light? Mm-hmm. And so we're going to feel that physically, the symptoms within us. So I felt the exact same thing. And I know I was chatting with you. I'm like, I feel very drained, but I feel different this morning as well. So good. It's so beautiful that you felt that.
Yeah, I just feel really blessed. And you know, I know it's a big part of it is because I have been brought awareness to it. And I've been slowly building my community of women to support me on that journey without even realizing it. Like, it's just really, community is everything. And that's why I do these talks with Tracy, is I want to bring people together. Just, you know, there's so much out there. There's so much noise. And I really want to cut through the bullshit and the noise. Yeah. And just have real conversations with women on this platform. Right. And, you know, when it comes to manifestation, I feel like there's kind of three areas where people are. They're like, it's a bunch of crap and I don't really believe it. And I got to just keep working hard and doing what everyone does. Then there's the people that really want to embrace it, but are so lost, and maybe they've tried, but they've given up as quickly as they tried. And then there's the people that are really, really trying hard and they're committed to the practice, but they're not getting the results.
Yeah.
And then there's people like you who live and breathe and understand it on a cellular level, and your experiences are what they are because you've just like embodied it, and it's beautiful. So I'm hoping that we can bring a cohesiveness to that whole circle and say, okay, let's all hold hands for a minute and let's just pretend we have a clean slate. Let's surrender our doubts and our fears. I'm just excited to help. I specifically talk to women entrepreneurs, but anyone that's listening here, let's just see what we can offer them that they can walk away going, okay, I just got a little bit more clarity. I feel a little more confident, and I feel a little more at ease with this process. So why don't we just open up, first of all, how did this all happen? Like, where did you become the goddess of wisdom? I want to be your neighbor.
Well, funny enough, my mom only chose my name the night before I was born by watching a documentary. He's like, Minerva. And ironically enough, I rejected that name for years. I was known as my middle name. And, you know, my family and friends still call me. My middle name is Kristen, actually. But now that even feels a little foreign to me. And it took a long time for me to adjust to Minerva. And the meaning of Minerva is goddess of wisdom and war. So I took on the wisdom part of it, but also I, you know, my life has been a lot of war within myself. And that's how, you know, it came to be. And I always knew I was going to have a business named Goddess of Wisdom, but really it's so telling. Like I rejected myself and my gifts for so long. And when I really just leaned into it and surrendered and was like, okay, this makes sense. There just more ease comes of it, you know, not to say there's no work or inner work. I still have my work to do. But I love my work. I thank God every day for this gift and for this job, my purpose here.
When you finally decided to surrender and lean in, like, was there something that came into your awareness? Did something happen in your life that you just said, this is where I need to go to now. This is my focus.
There were many tipping points and I'll probably keep having more, but the first one was when I was doing film and TV work. I was a professional dancer and actress, and you know, I chose the human route of like I was just suffering my own level of inner turmoil and suffering, and I said I don't want this anymore. And I realized I was just resisting everything, you know, I was following what my ego was telling me, what I thought I had to do, what I had set out to do. Since I was 8 years old, I was like, I'm gonna be a triple threat. And so I went after that and I pursued that for so long. And, you know, you tell yourself that that's what you're doing for so long. You invest money, you invest time. And then it wasn't until I was like 30 years old, I was like, I'm done. Like, I'm done suffering. I'm done this anxiety. I'm done forcing things. I was unhappy on so many levels. Although so much, you know, beautiful memories and joy and friendships and stuff came out of that. That was just my path at that time. But I remember just thinking, all right, guys. But it shouldn't be this hard. Like if I'm waking up doing what I'm meant to do, you know, I wouldn't feel this anxiety. I knew that much. So I said, tell me what to do and I will do it. And that was my prayer. And I go, if this means I have to give up everything that I have known and wished for and worked towards, I'm willing to do it. So that was my moment of surrender. And I deep dive into my spirituality for a solid 3 months, meditated, prayed, did what felt good to my soul. My mantra at the time was spirit lead the way and I will follow. And there's still moments I lean back into that. And it led me to spiritual coaching. And I'm going into my 10th year of coaching and having my business. And I was like, you know, I had clients within the first 3 months, always had clients, things were always going, things have evolved. I still have my coaching practice. And I now have an internationally accredited school to train spiritual coaches. And it wasn't really only till recently, I was like, okay, I'm going to surrender to me being a manifestation coach, because I was negating that. I was undermining it for so long that that's where my gifts. And then when I really surrendered into that, you know, I'm getting feedback of like how powerful and clear I am. And my reels speak, my podcast speak. It's just, I have a different level of conviction and confidence and a different level of, I don't give a F what anyone thinks. So that's kind of like the nutshell of me surrendering to that.
For me, what I hear from that, Minerva, is we think in the beginning, so, you know, if you're an aspiring upcoming entrepreneur, you're wanting to make that transition maybe from corporate to entrepreneurship, or you're feeling this like shift that you know you need to make in your business like you did. If we could just give ourselves a break and stop thinking we have to have the perfect idea and everything figured out right now, because really, like, each time you surrender, you're surrendering to something different, right? And sometimes like some bad shit happens for us to get into that space. So if we can actually start to practice doing that without having something really impactful in our life causing it, maybe it's health, maybe it's a relationship, maybe it's loss of a job, maybe it's, you know, something even worse than that. But I think it's just like giving ourselves that break and saying, okay, like this is where I'm at right now. That doesn't mean this is my life forever. Because what that does is it takes some pressure off. Like we put so much damn pressure on ourselves. And then what happens? We do nothing.
Yeah.
We just do nothing. And then we're in this circle, right? One of the things I wanted to ask you was when it comes to manifestation, because there's a podcast I started listening to when I started my entrepreneurial journey called To Be Magnetic. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it's a really beautiful podcast. And they talk about the process and manifestation. And I would listen to it and listen to it and listen to it. And I try and practice the things, but my mindset was shit. Like I wasn't there. Too much stuff going on that wouldn't allow me to even lean into the surrender, lean into what's possible. So can we talk about that? Because I feel like that's got to be a major problem for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I'll speak to women wanting to be entrepreneurs. Like we literally have like this pile of stuff on our head, and we're just trying so hard to create something beautiful, and we were doing the work and we're not getting there.
So let's talk about the mindset part, because that's very important. But there's a piece we need to speak about before we go into mindset. And it's around the suffering that we create and how we make it harder for ourselves, right? You're either resisting or flowing with your desires. Okay, you're either resisting or flowing. When you're resisting what is, when you're resisting what is meant to be, when you are resisting the flow of life, you're resisting what your inner power, your higher power, your inner source, you know, what you're being called to, the greater part of you, let's call it the greater part of you, has set out to be and knows and desires. You call that soul, your intuition, your spirit, whatever you want to call it. But when you are resisting that, that's when you are making things harder for yourself. That's where you're struggling. That's where you're confused. That's where you're frustrated. That's, name it, right? And that's what I have learned, right? That's where the anxiety, the depression, you're resisting who you are. So when you are resisting who you are going to feel it, right? In this human experience. So thank God we can identify that. So if you are feeling depressed, angry, worried, fearful about how I'm going to get out of this job, how I'm going to change, you are resisting who you are. You are resisting what is possible. Okay. And that also is an indicator that there is something greater possible, but you are not allowing it in through the human mind, through your choice. You are not allowing it in. When you are flowing with what is, just say you get fired, right? Yeah, great. It's not the best experience. You can label it as good or bad. But when you actually just allow it, take off the, I see like chains, when you take off the ropes around it, what it's supposed to be or what it looks like and all of that, you just flow with what is, you feel freer. There's no resistance. You're going with the stream of life, well-being, okay? From that place, then it's easier to then look at the mindset. I'm looking at the energy, as the flow. You need to look at that first. Just say you started your business, it's not going how you want it to go, and you're feeling the lack, you're feeling the fear, you're feeling the worry. And then on top of that, you want to say, I'm abundant, I am free, my business is successful. You want to do that. You may feel some shift, it may resonate with you, but the stream underneath the boat is what's going to take you in that opposite direction of where you want to go, mm-hmm. versus stepping into the stream and creating that momentum for yourself. Because you can change that energy, you can change that stream, you can change that flow in this moment through choice. So I would say number one, it's tuning into the flow. Like, what's the stream that you're flowing with right now? What's the energy? What's the frequency you're at? Address that first before you, and we can talk about how do you do that, before you go into the mindset part of it. Because then the mindset part is easier. And then it's believable. Then you're building that momentum.
Okay. So let's talk about how you do that, because I'm a big person on the how.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, because there's too much, you know, here's an idea, but okay, great. That's not going to do anything for me. And I know, like, this first part, it's the fundamental, it's the foundation, right? And it comes with a lot of, I think, acceptance. Like, I'm continuing to realize the mind is our tool to get what we want.
Like, absolutely.
If we're not using it, it's like I have a nail and I have a hammer. But if I'm not using the hammer properly to nail, then put the nail in the wall, it's never going to happen.
What people do is like, let's hammer and build this wall with this rotten wood, or let's try to rebuild this house when it's not sturdy and it's shaking, and let's try to build it and make it stronger. And that's where, you know, yes, I 100% believe the mindset's important, but now we need to train our mind to work for us and not against us.
Right.
And I think if we start just at the mindset, we're building a little wonky house because we're not really looking at the foundation. And I feel like the foundation is getting into the habit and the vibration and coming from the place of who we are. So what does that look like? This is what I do. So even to this day, this is a process I would do to myself. Number one, I just tune into how am I feeling right now? Right? So say you're starting a business or you're leaving your job. How do I feel about that right now? Or what emotions are present for me right now? Okay, I just left my job. It's a little scary. I feel neutral. I can go any which way. It's an open space. So I'm tuning into that energy. So that's one vibration. And then from that place, I would then ask myself, what do I desire? What do I want next? What am I choosing at this moment? And you pinpoint in that moment, what is it that I want? Okay, I want to start my business. I want to call in my next clients. I want to call in 3 clients. So we started with acknowledging the energy. We're tuning into what we desire. I would really go into, okay, what mindset do I need to think? Or if I had those 3 clients now, what would I be thinking? So it's a very gradual process versus being like, if I jump from starting my business to I want 3 clients, but I don't have the clients, I'm focusing on the lack of it, I'm focusing on the gap versus this gradual process of where am I at? What do I desire? What is the way to think? What thoughts can I choose that will serve me, that will pick up this momentum? And so that would be anything is possible right now. I would love clients who are so excited, so ready. They've left their corporate job. They have a savings. They're ready. So Abraham Hicks calls it a rampage. Mm-hmm. So I choose those thoughts and mm-hmm. I just keep going and going and going. And you may pick a thought that's like, ooh, that doesn't feel good, but I just keep going. I pick up that momentum, or I would write down, if I had blank now, what would I be thinking? Mm-hmm. What would be the thoughts that I would be practicing? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say, oh, I don't have those clients. It's so hard to get those clients. Mm-hmm. I would not be saying that. If you had your 3 clients now, what would you be saying? Chances are you'd be saying, oh my God, that was amazing. I did this. I'm so proud of myself. I did that mm-hmm. so quickly, so fast. I love working with these clients. What's next? Mm-hmm. Do you see the difference in vibration?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I actually work with a law of attraction coach. And so I know your thoughts on this, but sometimes like that situation that isn't pleasant in your life, what I sometimes do is I just go, okay, well, what is more pleasing? And maybe my yes. thought, just to get me in that feeling good phase, just to feel good, is, well, that's a more pleasing thought. So I'm going to go there right now.
Yeah.
Because I think what a lot of us do is we think, just like you said, I'm starting my business, and you know, a lot of women are like, well, I have to create a business right now that is actually going to make me my 6 figures that I'm making in my corporate world.
Yeah.
And like, that's how we go into it. And we go into it with this place of like fear and lack and like, how am I ever going to do that? And there's no way. And then these people are going to suffer and blah. And we create this like rampage of exactly yeah. what we don't friggin' want. Yeah. When yeah. if we could just dial it back and just go, okay, well, what is actually really great right now in my life?
Yes.
You know, and sometimes it's really basic shit. Like, it's really basic stuff. And that has helped me, because I've been through some really dark stuff recently. And like, I was like borderline depressed. Like, I had to find my sisterhood to help me through it. And so I know that that's happening right now for a lot of people. I know there's people living in fear. So what are your thoughts around that? What's the simplest way to just shift into something that feels good? Because the feeling good yeah. vibration, like, I mean, I'll just go stand on my grass and just feel connected to friggin' Mother Earth. And that feels good.
Yeah, exactly. That's one way. If you're going to take anything away from this conversation, is energetic evidence. Okay. So let's talk about energetic evidence. Mm. So in this human experience, we're going to pick up and we're going to notice contrast, and we're going to pick up other people's energies and experiences, and our mind can go in a totally different direction. In those moments, because I know that feeling where you can, you know, have this success and doing really well, and then the money drops or the clients drop off, or something goes, you know, in the totally different direction in your personal life. It affects your, all of that. I know the ups, I know the downs. And so what do you do? The thing I would really encourage everyone to do is stop focusing on what is and looking at the physical evidence of what you have. And instead start focusing, putting more attention on the energetic evidence, meaning what you desire, what you feel, that you have to hold up. Even if you don't see visually, but energetically, or you sense it, you know that there's something more, because that was the thing that pulled me out of it. Like a couple years ago, I was close to closing both my businesses, the school and my coaching practice, because, you know, I had these highs and then I had this big dip and I thought it was over for me. If I had just leaned in and depended just on the physical evidence, what's in the bank account, how many students I had at the moment, maybe even how I was feeling in my body, if I just leaned on that, my businesses would be gone. Mm-hmm. In that micro moment, I leaned into the energetic evidence. So that can be so many different things. That could be, I literally prayed and I asked, is it over for me? Like, what do I need to do? Am I meant to close everything now? Because I was also in the space of another moment of surrender. If I have to do that, I will do it because my happiness in life is greater than anything else, right? Yeah. And then I got that little whisper, keep going. That is energetic evidence. That's not tangible. That was God's source, a higher power saying, keep going. That was me leaning into my soul, my intuition. That was me leaning into my bigger vision. I knew my mission. Right? My mission can unfold in so many different ways, not in exactly the way I foresee it or think it to be. So that's another thing. We need to start as energetic beings, spiritual beings, lean into at least if you're like at 50-50 this week, can you go 55% or 60% into the energetics where you're leaning more and putting more value on that, more value on the energetic piece, on the vortex, your energetic field and what is available there, because that is what's going to get you through to that next level. This is a solid expectation I see with my students all the time. I had it with myself where I'm going to leave my job and I'm going to make six figures in the first year, and it didn't happen. And then we spiral into, is it meant for me? Am I doing it? Did I make a mistake? Do I need to find another job? Then we spiral down, and that's how our momentum and our mindset picks up. And then we create more of what we don't want. Versus if you lean into, okay, there was something that made you leave your job. You had this greater knowing. You have this peace. There was that, even that moment of, go back to that moment of peace, yes, of release. Anytime you question, go back to that moment, that space where you knew. We all have a moment of knowing. When we are trying to figure out the whole pathway, when we're trying to make it something it's not meant to be, that's where we're making it harder. That's where we're building resistance. And we're just picking up momentum in what we don't want.
When I listen to Abraham Hicks, like, she'll literally give an example of, so I'm going on a trip and it's about a 5-hour drive. Well, you don't go for your hour, and maybe you've hit a traffic jam, or maybe there was a detour, or maybe you got a flat tire. But so do you turn around and go back? No, you
question, am I gonna get there?
And you keep going because you have a knowingness that you're gonna go there. And I think it's that knowingness is the biggest thing, because when you have such a knowingness, you don't question the stuff along the way. You just know you're gonna get there. And that is practice. And something I do every day is I do a remind, a recommit, and a reset. And nice. And some days I have to do that a lot, but in the morning, I don't know if you've ever seen this, but it's called the LOA app, the Law of Attraction app. Mm-hmm. And it helps me go in and segment intend or do some paving. And these are just words that I've learned and language, but it's really helpful for me because it just, before I let myself out into the external world of stuff, I get myself prepared. Just like, you know, getting on this call, I made some questions, which I don't really care if we get to them or not, but we're kind of doing it anyway. But
exactly, it's just
like preparation is really important. And it doesn't have to be like hard preparation, it just has to be like you connecting. I think, like, I know, I believe you probably spend a lot of your time in that energetic field all the time, because that is actually, that is productive time, the most productive time, I think. It's critical.
That's part of my work. That's part of my purpose. I spend majority of my time there. And when I don't, and it's normal because I still, you know, have life, but when I do feel off kilter, I need to like shut everything down, everything out, and I go into my manifestation cocoon, my energetic cocoon, and that's where I come back to. And the only thing you'll ever have in this entrepreneur journey, only sure thing you'll ever have is your knowing. The only thing. Because I can have this year planned. I've had previous years planned, like the whole year, this is what I'm going to sell, this is the programs, blah, blah, blah. Some things worked out, some things didn't, but the only thing that's ever really worked out is when I lean back into my knowing. And I really feel like your knowing is everything, is that energetic evidence, as I was talking about, because that's what's going to lead you into what's the next steps for you, right? And so then when I come back to that, like my routine is like every day before I do anything, like I did that today, I went for a walk by the lake, I came home, I did yoga, so I do like meditations with my body, then I journaled, and then I went into what's my focus, what's my vision. I keep reminding myself, I keep programming myself on that. And yes, I bless and I'm grateful for what I do have. I also do notice the gap. I do notice the things that I am calling in that's not here yet. And then I can, you know, when I notice I'm feeling, oh, a little worried or lack or fearful and questioning myself on that, when I come back into, okay, what's the vision? And I pick up and I do like the focus wheel and I list out everything that I see and I feel and I know. And with practice, you build evidence. With practice, you start believing that to be more true. And then with practice, you realize that what you do have right now in your life is a practice. You have created that, right? Just probably by default, default and maybe consciously. But with practice, you'd start creating more consciously, right?
I love to have like tangible things to help me practice. And you said a word, the word focus. And I really believe like if we can become masters at focus, our lives will just escalate like crazy. Mm-hmm. And that's, and right? And so can we talk about the focus wheel for a minute? Because I have done that exercise. So I'd love to just, you know, give people, and then at the end, we'll maybe get your top ones that people could grab onto that you'd suggest. But can we talk about the focus wheel? Like, what is the focus wheel? When would we use it? Why would we use it? And how do we use it?
So I've actually, you know, I've heard it with Abraham Hicks many times, and I'm still learning exactly how she does it. But I'll tell you how I do it. And really what I do is at the center of the page, I write like what I desire to call in. So my rich life, my relaxed life, my six-figure life, whatever it is, right? Like you give it a name, whatever you know to be true. Like you're just like, yes, no one can tell you any different, right?
Can it be so general? Does it have to be really specific? Does it matter?
I think it can be general, whatever feels good, but whatever you have a knowing about, right? So sometimes I would just name the vibration. So I would sometimes just put the vibration at the core of it, like my expansive life, my freedom filled life, right? And then what then I do is I draw lines from that and I just write everything I see, I know, I feel. And for me, I write beaches, Hawaii, Greece, boat, my family. So I write everything that I see. I write everything I feel, anything that comes up. And then I will go a little deeper into who was I being? Who am I being in that moment? What am I thinking? What did I have to release? What habits do I have in place? More you do this, or as you're even just doing it for the first time, just write what feels good. I don't think there's any right or wrong way. It's just about writing what feels good. The minute it feels constrictive or tight, or you're like, ooh, I don't want to put, then don't put it on there. Right.
Yeah.
And so I just write all those things. And then what I do is then I look at it as a whole. How does that feel? I put it up on my wall many times. I have a new one out because I manifested what I created. I call it my future self wheel. So I had put this vision, the vibration, the mindset, the beliefs, what was I doing? Who was I being? Yeah. All of that. And then I look at it and I put it up on a board, or even you want to do it on Canva and put it on your phone. And then I choose one thing from there to start doing now. And that's how I start creating it. So when I think back to a couple of years ago, my first like 20K month, it would be like, I took the day off. I go to the spa, I go to nature, I walk by the lake every day. And then what happens is you start doing those things as you're doing it now, you're not doing it in the future and you're doing it in the now. And one day you really do wake up and you're like, wow, I'm living it now. Because you're doing it now. It's not a future event. It's not a future thing. It's something you choose and embody now. And you know, you don't have to implement everything on the page right away. This is just one small thing. That could even mean I'm eating healthy. I go for a walk. I take naps. Like just choose one thing from your future self image, your future self plan, and implement that and pull it into the now.
I love that. And, you know, I've learned that, yes, to the point you made, when you're feeling resistance, like literally, like you have the power. It's like to shift. okay, I'm going to move my thoughts to this place, and that starts to feel good. And what I've learned, the simple thing of feeling good, that is the only time that you're going to actually experience the creative ideas that are meant to come to you,
yes,
to help you to the next step, to the next step. Like, it's that simple. Like, if you're not feeling good, if you're feeling stressed, if you're feeling like the tightness, you're not serving yourself or anything that you want to create. You've just like literally stopped it. And so you can keep pushing through that, but you're just going to make yourself more freaking miserable. So you might as well, if you need to take the afternoon off or you need to go, that might seem ridiculous.
Yeah.
But honestly, that's when the ideas come and you're like, or like the idea or the person, or all of a sudden this happens. That's the only time it comes. Is that correct? Like, that's been my feeling, my experience.
It can come even when you're in a low vibrating place, but then you're building that like that as evidence that becomes like, oh, that's the only way that I'm going to manifest is work through this. Right. Like, so you can manifest that way, but it's like, which way do you want to manifest?
Yeah.
And it's like, some people think they got to push and force and like get over this or work on this or fix this before they can have it. Yeah. That's one way. But like you said, it's going to lean towards burnout and you're not going to enjoy it. You're going to give up. You're going to slow down the whole process. And then I think about it like this, like you want to, you know, bake a beautiful cake. Right. And then you say, okay, well, I'm just going to throw in some of this old rotten food to make this cake. It's here. I might as well do it. Right. You don't want to waste it. How is that going to lead to a beautiful cake? Right. And we do that with our thoughts. Well, I got to push through this. You do with your body. I got to sacrifice. I just got to do what doesn't feel good. And it's going against the grain, what's telling you. And you're putting in these ingredients into your life and think that's going to lead to a happy, fulfilling, free life. No, if you want a happy, fulfilling, free life now, you need to put those ingredients in now. And that's the work to do in your mindset, in your energy, in your body. When I heard you had to work harder and all of that, I'm like, ugh. Like I was so tired of it. It led to burnout completely.
I remember at the retreat.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, you know, we're all talking about this and do this and do this. And I mean, you know, I've changed even since then.
Letting
go of that. And it's, you know, the scary part with that is like the shift still takes time. Because I have to have a knowing that I can actually create amazing things, that person. And it's like, you get pulled back. But I remember when you were like, yeah, like I'm good just to do one event a year. Like that makes me happy.
Yeah.
I want to go to that spa like twice a week and just hang out by myself. And like,
yeah,
and
like, I go monthly.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Like, are you?
What yeah, I was like, I'm gonna throw. I'm only running one group program this year. It's gonna make six figures. I go to the spa monthly, and like, I work like 18 hours a week, and I've already made this quarter. Like, I was just reflecting on this, what I made like 2 years ago, like what I made that full year I made in the first quarter. And I noticed the more like my energy just wants to relax and rest. And that's how I make money. And the more I do that, the more I see come in. That's just my desire. And so, you know, I'm a manifestor in human design. So I'm only meant to work like 20% of the time. Like only 8% of the population has that sense in their, like they rest. And by resting, they create through that space. They get their creative urges, and I can manifest and create really fast. But I totally go against the grain, and I have to actively remind myself all the time. Like even at the retreat, everyone's talking about, I want to do this program, I need to do this, I want to do more and more. And there's moments, like I was at a wedding a couple weeks ago, and by 9 o'clock I was like, I need to cry. I'm the complete opposite way. And I have to actively remind myself and be more loving to myself that it is okay. It's okay for me to be like this. It's okay. This is what I want to do. It's okay for me to rest. It's okay to not want to have to coach every day, all day. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. So to tie it back to it, like we each have our own way of manifesting. And it's not going to be my exact way. It's not going to be your exact way. But the way is going to be your way, like what feels so good and soothing. We have the answers within. We know exactly what we want to do and how we want to do it. This is the funny thing with manifestation. The work that we're doing, when I help people manifest, it's not that I'm helping them manifest the thing. I'm helping them become that person, let right. go of a lot of shit to allow it in. Like yeah. the work is not to get, let's get this Mm-mm. thing to come in to our world. That's already done. And mm-hmm. I didn't understand that for so long. The work is actually like, get out of our own way.
Yes.
Like change your mindset, release all the shit and allow it in and be it now, be yeah. it now. That's the work.
And that's when I started creating, you know, my businesses in 2019, when I started this journey, I was just really focused on the outcome. I was like grinding and hustling, like it was insane. And
yeah,
I still am working very hard and I still have lots of work to do, but you know, I've realized, and this is why I coach women this way, when you want to step into, you know, part-time, full-time, leave your corporate career, whatever you want to do, you want to completely work on yourself first. You want to become so aware of who you are and how incredible you are and what you're capable of and lean into the isness of that, like knowing, like, of course, yeah, it's going to be challenging. Yes, there's lots for me to learn. Yes, I don't have all the resources right now. Yes, I don't have all the answers. And there's a book called The Who, Not the How. Mm. And that's been a big thing for me. Is so I really help women understand like who they are and who's available to help them. And that's a limitless answer from my perspective. There's limitless opportunities and ideas for you to get where you want to go. So there's really nothing holding you back except you.
You. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. And it was clear as day in my meditation today is like to get there faster, you just have to be it now. And you can choose that any moment now, but through a lot of conditioning, we don't think it could be that easy.
Yeah.
We don't think we can have it now. We can be it now. I got to let go of this and I got to fix this first and have this lined up and get this certification, blah, blah, blah. And not to say those things don't help, but I'm just saying end of the day, we really could have anything we want sooner, faster, now by just being it now. And that's the work. It's just being it now, being the vibration of it now and holding that and feeling safe within that and practicing that and being just the same way we're being right now with all the thoughts that we hold, the limitations that we hold. We can be that now with all the limitlessness that we hold as well. And that's just not as practiced. That's not as conditioned. And really that's just the work that we're doing is to allow ourselves to be more us, whether you're choosing, you know, to start a business or you want to manifest money or clients or a house. Really the work, just the only thing it all has in common is just about us working on our being and who we are being now, because we attract with who we are being.
And when you don't feel good, like the minute I'm not feeling good about something, I know I'm not connected to my inner being. And so no situation can change. I just will go into a place of thinking about something that brings me back to that place. And I physically can feel a complete calmness in my body when I do that.
Yes.
And then I move forward throughout that moment, that thing I'm doing from that place. And it just, that's the flow, right? That's
yeah.
the flow that we want
that's
to be
That's connection,
in.
That's alignment Oof. Right there. But I do want to say something on that, because I used to be like, I have to fix this and feel better and be perfect in my mindset and energy before I receive. But now, like, I love how you do that so quickly. I think definitely having these quick tools, because we can change it just like that. But also know too, like, even if you just have the awareness in this moment that like, oh, I'm being fearful. I'm worried. My old self is creeping in. Oh, I see you. And if just sending love to that part of you, like there's days where I'm just like, you know, I got to get up. I want to be a generator right now. I want to have that life force energy to do those things. But I'm like, no, I just want to sit on the couch and do nothing. And I can go into judgments of that part of me that like, you know, I can feel my energy dropping. Why am I not more this and blah, 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 blah. And I just go into, this is just who I am right now. I love it. I love myself. I love all aspects of myself. And I'm open to receiving even by being whoever I'm being in this moment.
Yes.
Right. We don't need to be perfect. We just need to be more loving to ourselves.
There's four words that I use interchangeably, and it's love, compassion, gratitude, and forgiveness.
Yeah.
And forgiveness has been a big one. Forgive yourself. Holy crap.
Me too.
We're so hard on ourselves when things don't work out the way they should. So forgiveness, gratitude, and just doing something nice for another person, those three things have helped me get back into alignment. And just,
yes,
and not from a place of I want to get back into alignment, just want to feel good in the moment.
Yes.
And that's really been a helpful tool for me. And this has been such a great conversation. I want to bring more realism to Instagram, social media.
Love it.
You know, because it's needed. Shit. Because if we don't have that and we think we have to be what we see, everyone looking so perfect all the time.
Yeah.
No,
you're the epitome of realness, and what you're doing and what you're bringing to the forefront is so healing and inspiring, and it's moving people. Mm. Just the realness that you bring.
Thank you for having me. I'm so glad that you're in my life. I appreciate you so much. Thank you for coming on today. So I think you've got an event coming up too, don't you?
Yes, I do. I run the Authentically Connecting for Pickering Ajax. So that's happening every two Thursdays. So that's happening this Thursday. And I have an event called Sip and Manifest, which is a business and manifestation mastery event with a high tea experience. So we'll do business and manifestation processes and coaching, plus some high tea, plus some networking. So that's happening May 5th, and it's a 111. So I hope you guys can come. Where it's just a small group and high level coaching, and I take you through different processes and help you refine your approach and master your approach to business and your manifestations of whatever you want to call into your life faster and easier.
I love that. Your approach to business, that's what makes us and our businesses so unique.
Yeah.
Right? Is doing it in a way that feels so connected and aligned. Beautiful. Thank you.
Thanks.
From the bottom of my heart.
Team Tracy.
It's been amazing. And happy manifesting, everybody. Bye.